But yeah, I like the 50s. Reach up and touch someone that's not invented by the phone company.
Yeah, the 53s.
Okay, we're live.
All right. Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, August 10th, 2026, and it is 6:02 p.m. Would we be able to establish a quorum?
Yes, George Kramer.
Here.
Jack Cole.
Here.
Roger Hannan.
Here.
Rick Castro.
Here.
Bill Stewart.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
Tom Holman.
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right. Could we get an explanation of meeting procedures, please?
Okay. I'd like to welcome everybody to the August 10th, 2026 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required under the Taney County zoning regulations and are conducted for each zoning and conditional use application submitted to the Planning Commission. At this time, I'd like to enter the following into record for all cases being heard this evening. Exhibit A, Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps. Exhibit B, a staff report for each case. Exhibit C, a complete staff file including all supporting materials. Okay. Each case will be presented with a staff report followed by any questions from the Planning Commission. If you wish to speak, please complete a sign-up sheet located at the front of the room. When called, present your sheet, state your name for the record, and address your comments directly to the Planning Commission. Please refrain from addressing the audience. Disruptions or comments from the audience will not be permitted. After all public comments have been received, the public hearing will be closed, and the Planning Commission will proceed with discussion and consider that application for a vote.
All right, thank you. First item we have is review and action on the July 13th, 2026 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes presented? Hearing none, may I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting stand approved. We'll move on to public hearing and final vote. One item, which is a rezone.
All right. So our case tonight is RZ2026-012. Owner is Barnabas Foundation. Representative is Adam Martin. Adam's here. The subject property is located at 1482 Lakeshore Drive, Branson, Missouri, Scott Township, Section 28, Township 23, Range 21. Request. Barnabas Foundation is seeking Planning Commission recommendation to the County Commission to approve the zoning request of one parcel, 08-8.0-28-000-000-086.002. The existing property is zoned C1 Neighborhood Commercial District. The request is for NR1 Single Family Nightly Rental District. Okay, it is served by Taney County Regional Sewer for its wastewater, and it's got a private well for its water source. All right, with that, I'm going to take you to a presentation and give you guys an idea of where we're at. All right, so here is Business 65 Bridge coming over Taney Como, coming out of Branson. You come to your roundabout. We're going East 76. When you get to the freeway intersection there at Mount Branson, you go on Lakeshore, follow that all the way out past Canicut, and here's the property in question. A little closer, you can see this is the Canicut and Barnabas Foundation. There's, I think, Link Academy and a couple other things in that area. A little closer. At one time, I think this building, the building in question, served this facility, and now it's trying to be split off. All
large structure.
What's the facility next door?
We'll have to ask them. I think it's something with the Barnabas Foundation, but I don't know exactly what.
So it looks like the building was at one time a residence?
I think it housed the people that went to this facility over here, but I'm not sure. We'll have to have them speak to that. I think it housed the men. Okay, so your zoning. You got some R3 across the street. You got R1. You got some C1. Of course, it's in C1. You got some R1 behind it. And then you got a little bit of ag right there, but that is Taney County Regional Sewer District lift station right there. The applicant, Adam, sent us this. This is how we kind of talked through a couple things, one being parking. He drew this up to show that he could probably make this work, and it seems like he's kind of got it drawn up pretty well. I came up with some requirements, but we can go through those a little bit later when the applicant gets up there, some stuff that will be needed if this does get approved that will have to be fixed. All right. Chair, I'm turning it back to you.
The applicant, want to come up? Hello.
Hello. I'm Bernadette Losh, and I'm the CEO for the Barnabas Foundation. Adam is out of the country. So this house is for sale. Historically, we have housed our male students. We have a school that's for special needs kids. That house has been for our boys. We are currently under construction building a new house closer to where our nurses and our teachers are. We don't want our students that far away. So we will no longer be using this house. They'll be up in the top right-hand corner is our main facility, and that's where we built. All of our students will be there. This house that we are selling is 8,000 square feet, 18 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms. So really not a lot you can do with 18 bedrooms and 12 bathrooms other than nightly rental. Somebody asked a question about what's below the house in question. That is KAA. So in addition to selling our house, Adam is also asking to purchase an additional 1 acre behind our house towards our property, and KAA is also selling him 1 acre to give a little bit more of a buffer.
Are you meaning, and I don't... Hold on, let's say, let me pull something up. I'd like to.
I have it on that. That's helpful.
Give me just a second. I'll pull it up for everybody to look . I guess my question would be, so this is what's being purchased, and you're assumed, so this is connected to this, so you're talking about doing a subdivision of this property, selling off an acre here and another acre here, 2 acres to go with this?
Yeah, 1 acre from Barnabas, so directly behind the house for sale, yes. Long way that way, yes. And then KAA, we'll have to look at the map that Adam has provided. I have not been in communication with KAA, but they are also selling him 1 acre.
I just look
yes.
at that real quick.
Yes.
It should be close. There's one 300 by 300. So I don't know where you can get the rest of that land. But.
Well, that's really a separate issue, right?
Right.
It is. It will have to come through. I need to look at something. This person I've heard of this. Come through as a major sub, I think, depending if this is already in a subdivision.
So you guys own the house?
We do.
And you're just trying to sell it?
Yes.
And to sell it, you want it changed to Matthew Reynolds?
Yes.
Make sure I got that right.
The new buyer wants to convert it to Knightley Rental.
Correct.
So you have a buyer?
We do.
The rep, Adam, is actually the buyer. That's not here.
Okay.
And currently it's C1, and in C1, you do not have a permitted right to do Knightley Rentals. So that's why they're asking for the rezone. They could do a conditional, but that really doesn't mean much. So from a nightly rental perspective.
It doesn't transfer if he wanted to sell. He could run it for the duration of his ownership, but it doesn't transfer.
So he's going to try to buy it. He wants to buy it. If it gets approved for nightly rental, then he can put it in nightly rental. I'm sure he's got something, since he's part of all this, had a plan for how it would be used in that program.
Correct.
But it would still be his as a private owner?
Correct.
And he could ultimately sell it if he wanted to?
Yes.
Well, first off, I don't know if you're aware or not, but this we're to review it, and then we're going to make a recommendation to the Taney County Commission, and their meeting is on August 18th. So they will actually vote on the rezone.
Okay.
9 a.m. August 18th. Ma'am, did you sign up to speak? Do you want to go ahead and come up and... How about you, sir? Did you sign up?
I did not.
Hi.
Would you like to?
My name is Janelle Williamson, and I work with Adam Martin. He left today to Uganda, Africa on a mission trip with his son, so that is the reason that he is not here tonight. But he apologizes for not being here in person, so I'm going to do my best to speak on his behalf. But I've worked with Adam for 8 years with Knightley Vacations, which is a short-term vacation rental management company. And over all the homes that we have managed, I feel like we have done a really great job of being good neighbors to everybody in each one of those different circumstances. So Adam wanted to make sure that he was doing a great job on this one as well, because his intent is to purchase this property if it does get rezoned. So he... went and talked to all of the different neighbors, and that's what this paper shows. If you guys want to pass those around.
It's the same thing over and over,
yes. But in the first packet that you guys received, there were several signatures of approval from different people, so we thought that that might be helpful to show where all of those neighbors are. So that's what this plot shows. And when you guys were talking about the land from, so the blue on this little map, if you can see it on there, is the current property. And then the red rectangle above it is the extra acreage coming from Barnabas. And then the red rectangle to the east of it, to the right, is the extra land from KAA. So that would be 2.7 acres total. And he does already have a signed approval from Randy Odom, who is the president of KAA, on that land too. But KAA is the one, they are the ones who own the land just south of the property. Again, Randy Odom, and they have given their signature of approval on everything. Just south of that and south across the street is, that's the Kennicut Camps. And so we also have approval from Doug Goodwin, the president of Kennicut Camps, on moving this to a short-term rental. If you look to the west of the property, Philip Pate is a residential owner right across the street there. But he, Adam has talked with him directly, and he has given his consent and signed for his approval for this to be transferred. Unfortunately,